Now we have from beginningless time remained conceiving the aggregates to be a truly established I. No matter what phenomenon appears, we consider that phenomenon to be truly established. There, since that is the case, when the mental and physical aggregates appear, we conceive and hold on to it as truly established. And this conception of the mental within the division of phenomena into persons and other phenomena, this is a case of conceiving this conception of the mental and physical aggregates as being truly established is a case of the conception of a self of phenomena. These are objects of use. The user of these is the self or I that is designated in dependence upon the mental and physical aggregates. And just as the mental and physical aggregates in dependence upon which the I is designated are conceived to be truly established, so the I that is designated in dependence upon them is also conceived to be truly established. Then once there is this sense of some sort of solidly existent self, there is a sense of, as Dharmakirti says, of other, and because there's this sense of other, then there is an attachment to one's own side and an anger toward the other side. Chandrakirti says, these migrating beings are persons who first conceive of a truly existent I, and then in dependence upon that, conceive of truly existent mind. This is mine. And through that, they wander in cyclic existence like a bucket in going up and down in a well. Since this is the case, as long as one does not know the actual reality of phenomena, one engages in desire and hatred and thereby accumulates a karmas. But once one has directly perceived the truth, once one has directly perceived reality, from that time on, even though one might accumulate virtuous and non-virtuous karmas, even though it is possible still to newly accumulate non-virtuous karmas, one would not accumulate any karma which would newly impel one into cyclic existence. Therefore, those persons who are those accumulating karmas, that newly accumulate karmas impelling them into cyclic existence, are those abiding on the level of the, on the fourth level, the level of supreme mundane qualities of the path of preparation and below. With respect to how karmas that impel one into cyclic existence are accumulated, there are two types: those engaged in for the sake of getting a pleasurable feeling, and those engaged in for the sake of getting neutral feeling. Within the first type, there are two kinds. One being actions that are engaged in for the sake of getting happiness that is involved with the pleasurable visible colors, shapes, what do you say, forms, visible forms, sounds, odors, tastes, and objects of touch externally, and those that are engaged in for the sake of getting the pleasurable feeling that arises from turning the mind inside and cultivating meditative stabilization, whereby a special blissful feeling can be produced. Then with respect to those that are directed toward the achievement of the achievement of happiness in this lifetime, mainly being for the sake of achieving happiness in this lifetime, those are non-meritorious actions or karmas. And then those that are directed toward achieving happiness in future lifetimes are meritorious karmas.
Da khachde dewal chakwa lone nang tingin jin le tene thabe dewal cha de la sa yun du samde sumbo men she da samde sumbo men she kita le miwe le sa.
But those karmas that are accumulated in the context of internal bliss, having turned the mind inside and toward the bliss that arises within meditative stabilization, these are unmoving or non-fluctuating karmas that are associated with the first three concentrations. But then karmas that are accumulated in the context of turning away even from internal bliss to seeking internal neutral feeling are unfluctuating karmas associated with the fourth concentration. And the
formless realm.
But if through this reasoning one turns away from these types of actions which keep one in cyclic existence, but instead seeks, what do you say, engages in karmas or actions involved in seeking liberation from cyclic existence, these are karmas associated with liberation.
Ya tawana marbe wangi danda danda jisha ta marbe wangi le di di sa de wangi debu yungu yona ta di ni le de nyumu ba de debu di di ta kilu ji da kende yesa na en tan de yana chini ka le re.
So if it is by way of the power of ignorance that one engages in such contaminated actions, and through accumulating these karmas is reborn into cyclic existence, one wonders what the process of that is. To understand that, one needs to know the 12 links of dependent arising. In the Rice Seedling Sutra, Buddha set forth the 12-membered dependent arising in cyclic existence, both in its forward and reverse processes. In terms of the forward process, one is drawn into cyclic existence. In terms of the reverse process, one is taken out of cyclic existence. As my source, I'm using the 26th chapter of Nagarjuna's fundamental text on wisdom. Well, what do you say? Fundamental treatise on the middle way called Wisdom. So now, with respect to the 12 links of dependent arising, the first is ignorance, and this ignorance is that which I've just been explaining, the conception of true existence. The students of Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti have to explain it this way. This is because in the system of the Swatantrikas and the Chittamatrans, this first link of dependent arising, ignorance, has to be explained as the ignorance which misconceives the nature of the person. And this is a conception of the person as being substantially existent or self-sufficient. This misconception of the person as substantially existent or self-sufficient is presented in common by... All of the systems from Vaibhashika through Swatantrika explain that this emptiness of the person as being substantially existent or self-sufficient is the object of the wisdom consciousness that realizes the selflessness of the person. But the Prasangikas, although they use similar terminology, set forth a different meaning for the conception of a self of persons.
가사가 담에도 저 담인이라 차라 예체베. 룩치메 원도 전에 가사 담에 저 담인이라 차라 매체베.
In the other systems there is a difference of grossness or subtlety, coarseness or subtlety between the 단지
가사 담인이라.
Between the selflessness of persons and the selflessness of phenomena, whereas in the Prasangika system there is no difference in subtlety between the selflessness of the person and selflessness of phenomena. Thus, the first link in this 12-member dependent arising is this sort of ignorance. But then as a secondary type of ignorance, there is the ignorance which is an obscuration with respect to actions or karma and their effects. Thus, that's the first link, ignorance. The second link is compositional action. There are three types here, are virtuous, non-virtuous, and unfluctuating actions. That's what I've just been talking about. In any case, the second member refers to karma, to actions. Next is consciousness. And here, consciousness refers to that consciousness which serves as the basis for the infusion of the potency of a karma. According to the Chittamatran's following scripture, this is the mind basis of all, the Alaya Vijnana. In the Prasangika system, the basis for the infusion of such potencies, such predispositions, is explained as twofold, one being the temporary one, that is to say the continuum of consciousness, and the other being the mere I or mere person itself, which is the steady one.
So that is saying that under Delia, that Marik will go in land, right? Let this say, you know, Miki will let say, you know, Marik will go in land. That Konanila, Mombe, Marik be, Tugunu check. Tugunu la, Landa la Mombe, Marik be, Cheni, and a son of mine be, let Duce.
So,
did you do the Namshikiton to Pachasha?
If one is speaking about a non-virtuous action, then that non-virtuous action would have as its causal motivation the ignorance with respect to suchness or the reality of things. With the motivation at the actual time of the action would be an ignorance with respect to the effects of actions. And due to that ignorance, one would engage in the action. By engaging in the action, this establishes a predisposition or potency in the consciousness. But if it's a virtuous action, then the motive is also motivated by the ignorance with respect to the suchness of things. That ignorance causes the raises up the action is motivated by it, and the engaging in the action causes the depositing of a potency or predisposition in the consciousness. It is through these three, ignorance, the activity motivated by it, and the potency that is established in the consciousness, that the name and form of one's lifetime is established. Or what do you say? Produced.
This is fourth.
The fourth then is name and form.
The ming the subsidy
Here, with respect to the term name and form, refers to the form aggregate, and name refers to the other four mental aggregates. Independence upon the production of the dependent arising of name and form, there is produced the six sources of the eye sense power, ear sense power, and so forth.
And
then in dependence upon the dependent arising of the production of the six sources, for instance, in dependence upon the development of the physical eye sense power, and then upon the coming together of the object, the sense power, and consciousness, that consciousness has a sense of the object as being attractive, unattractive, or neutral. That is the sixth link called contact. And due to the condition of their having developed this contact, which is a sense of the object as attractive, unattractive, or neutral, there comes about the dependent arising of feeling. The feeling either pleasurable, painful, or neutral.
And due
to this feeling, one develops attachment, the attachment of wishing to keep with the pleasurable, and the attachment of wishing to separate from the unpleasurable, the painful.
Da sebe genji lambas. Da dendegi kaso le, kasa, yu namba shila, dunshin chakbe, da lamba shibut genyore. Yu namba shila, dunshin chakbe, lamba shibut.
And then due to the factor of attachment, there arises the dependent arising of grasping, which is grasping to the four types of objects. One is the grasping of desire for forms, pleasant forms, sounds, and so forth. And then there is attachment for all of the views except for the view of the transitory collection as real I and mine. I mean grasping.
Then it's the two shoe. Where? Cosa? Then, Sangha Rishinga, the children of Tushunya Lembe, Lembachik.
Then there is the grass.
Oh, the Negita, Kasore, children of Tushiri, Takada, Zang Longo, children child, Rara. Takada, you have the Negi, Tushu, the Chod, Zinshin, Tella, Yin, Dunshin, Chagbe, Lembachik.
And then there's the grasping that is involved in considering a bad system of ethics or conduct to be supreme and aspiring toward it. And then there's the grasping that is involved in propounding a self.
Seve changing lambache. That lambacano, Tiwangi, that mar good namshik on the Paja Shashab and Dujigila, Kayan Wachilia, Sertabi, Yansi Chiman, Pembe, Nuba Tujan to Kube, Nigga Nuba Tujan to Kube, that Nuba Chitabatella, Sivet and his nation.
Through attachment, one develops any of these four types of grasping. Thus, by way of these two, attachment and grasping, the potency which was established in the a potency which was established in the mind by a karma is what do you say gains more potency and comes close to being actualized, this being called the tenth link, that so-called existence. It's going to take a few extra minutes, but I'm going to go on and just finish this. It's cooler here today.
I think you see, instead of going outside, better to inside. Remain inside. This one. Sivetan is I'm married with the Jumpshi. So, see it and the Chuba Sibache. That the name, Chuji with Yawa. That he see it, that see it and the two yundu, that he, Yangsi Chima. That Yangsi Chima Kiagi, land, never pushing to Kuba in this ane. D, that of Shibi Jelia, come to you proceed to do, then I give it,
Through the nourishing of that potency established by the karma in the consciousness, that nourishing taking place by attachment and grasping, actualization of the death state takes place, the intermediate state begins, and one is reborn in the next birth, the 11th link being birth. And through the force or the condition of the establishment of birth, aging and death begin. Through this, just mental and physical aggregates which have a nature of suffering are produced, Nagarjuna said. Now the stopping of the the stopping of my voice, the stopping of the later members of these 12, of the latter members, depends upon the stopping of the former ones. Thus, if one wants to stop the suffering of aging and death, one has to stop ignorance.
Lugdogi, 동네 풍부 멋이 뭐 테네 테드라 양다 가스다 동네기 풍부다고 다 동네기 풍부다고 이 땡에게 아니 멜랭기 가서 그랬다 풍부되니 그 테드로 가는 가발에 손에
And as a summary, Nagarjuna says that the stopping of the latter members, since the stopping of the latter members depends upon the stopping of the former, this, what do you say, that stopping of the latter through bringing about the cessation of the earlier members brings about the cessation of this procedure of the generation of mental and physical aggregates which just have the nature of suffering.
Yeah, yeah. Da, wana da, kaso le, tsa kaze li du gure, wana da digi anda sibe yala, yala juni anda ma xia ya kurim di lama ngame, da chima chima chang yong da di son yong yu da.
This layout of the 12 limbs is an enumeration of in the order of time.
Da nang si gi du yong na, yala juni su du yong na, pan bai yala.
But these can be condensed down into four, projecting causes, projected effects, actualizing causes, and actualized effects. So thus there are two sets of causes and effects.
So that,
The reason why they're set forth in these two groups of causes and effects is to indicate the nature of suffering by way of two different approaches. One within the context of effects that are projected by causes, and the other effects that are actualized by causes.
Da, penji ki pangbe dukden ki renshin di, dungye yongya ki, dungye ki shiche yongye, dungye yongyongche. Dhruvji ki dhruve, kazo, dhruvji ki da dhruve dukden di, dungye ki tang mongcha, dungye ki renshin che. Da, da gashi.
This is for the purpose of indicating the projected effects and the actualized effects, this being the name and form and so forth, that group of four serves as the basis for suffering, whereas birth and aging and death, which are the actualized effects, refer to sufferings at a time when suffering is actually manifest or obvious. So now, if you ask in how many lifetimes it would take to pass through this cycle of 12, in the fastest way in two lifetimes, this can come because the first lifetime would be a case of engaging in an action motivated by ignorance, thereby establishing a potency of that action in the consciousness, and then late in the lifetime, near death, one's own attachment and grasping, nourishing that potency which was established.
Yes, ma. That's a jima de la. Get it, then, the any mingsu.
And then in the very next lifetime one would undergo the effects of these, the name and form, sources, contact, feeling, as well as birth, aging, and death. In the longest version, it would take three lifetimes to pass through the 12. In this would be that in one lifetime one would engage in an action motivated by ignorance, this depositing the potency in consciousness. There will be many lifetimes, say, there could be many lifetimes between that lifetime and this next one which will be posited, or even if it was the very next one. And then in that second lifetime, one's attachment and grasping serving to nourish the potency established by that action done in the earlier lifetime, this attachment and grasping coming at the end of the life, just near the time of death. And then the next lifetime would be, the third one would be when birth, aging, and death was that are laid out here would be experienced. Thus, nowadays, when we are frequently manifesting the misconception of things as truly existent, and through the force of that ignorance are engaging in... Now, every time we generate desire or hatred, it is generated with the assistance of ignorance. Whether we know what ignorance is or not, there is no way for desire or hatred to be generated without there being ignorance there. So now we all know desire and hatred, right? And then at that very moment, when desire and hatred are generated, we accumulate a karma. And those karmas put an imprint right at that time into consciousness. The continuum of consciousness is always changing. But those predispositions stay in the consciousness as potential entities, and when one meets with conditions, they are activated. That karma abides in the mind as a potential entity. Because in the very next moment, after the accumulation of the action, that action has ceased. Now, what is that potency or capacity for the bringing forth of an effect of that action? And the various systems of tenets give different interpretations on this topic. In the Prasangika system, they accept that the objects of the three times are functioning things, and therefore the state of cessation of an action is a functioning thing which is capable of producing an effect. Now, if we take as an example an action the effect of which is to be experienced in the next lifetime,
that
Then the attachment and grasping that one has near the time of death, I doubt it could be just one instance of it, but would be attachment and grasping that occurred again and again. These nourish that potency. For instance, if one is going to be reborn in a pure land, one has to take to mind again and again the features of pure land and so forth, aspire toward it in order to be reborn there.
Oh, that the
At the time of death, one actualizes the tenth link of dependent arising. And then in the next lifetime, one undergoes birth and the dependent arising of age and death. It is by way of this that one round of dependent arising, that in one round of these 12 links of dependent arising, there occur many other actions that are motivated by ignorance. Many other rounds of the cycle of these 12 begin and work themselves out also. This would be like committing a crime, being put in jail, and then doing more crime when one is in jail. Thus it's endless. Thus, until one gets rid of ignorance, there's no way to end it.
Oh, that digi.
This is how one cycles in cyclic existence. Yesterday I was speaking about true sufferings, today true sources. Thus this shows how through the true sources of suffering one cycles in cyclic existence undergoing true sufferings.
Oh yeah.
Now, tomorrow we will talk about the methods to get out of this.
Real liberation. We are going to discuss about liberation.
Thank you.